Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Once again, we're here, like we are each and every week, to bring you the latest, most current home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. And we've got a lot of things to cover on this week's show. We certainly want you to be a part of it. Remember the phone number, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Also, if you'd like to send us an email, we would love to get those emails. todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Joe, we've got a brand new year going here. And
we do indeed.
I suspect you're probably not one that does, you know, resolutions like people do.
I don't, actually. I never have. I wasn't really sure, even as a young kid, like, why are you waiting till January to try to get in shape or lose weight or clean the house or whatever? Yes. But I understand why people do it, and it's a good motivation. And hopefully we'll be hearing from some people whose motivation at the start of 2021 is to improve their house, maybe clean up a little bit or add a feature to their home they've never had. So we're looking forward to talking to people all across the country.
Well, that's definitely what's happening, because just in this hour, we have someone that's needs some light, you know, needs some light in a closet. And, you know, when right. you think about different areas of your home, even with my new home, I've added some additional light since I've been in the house. You know, LED lighting is a little bit different than the old traditional incandescent. So it just has a kind of a different color temperature and so forth. And sometimes you may need a little extra light. But that's one of the things we're going to be answering for a homeowner here is how can they install a light in an existing closet and maybe even have it come on automatically when they open the door. That sounds pretty good. Just like a refrigerator, right?
Yeah, just like a refrigerator. One of the first things I did when I built our home, which was a while ago now, but when we first built it, there were a few things I wanted. One was I wanted lights in all the closets, and I wanted hot water at the outdoor hose silcox, mm-hmm. you know, because I typically wash my car only in the winter. I don't really wash it in the summer. It doesn't get that dirty. And to do it in the winter here in Connecticut without warm water or hot water is, in fact, I just did it last week, is tough. So, lights in the closet, especially if they can come on automatically. And with the LEDs and with the battery-powered lights they now have available, it's a lot simpler than it used to be.
Well, I certainly hope you have a warning sign on that hot water out there, because trying to get a little quick drink of water out of there. That would be a rude awakening, but a great idea. I love that idea.
Yeah, I have a separate valve for the hot inside the basement. Good. So, you know, that's usually turned off unless I turn it. I'm the only one that can reach it, so I'm the only one that uses it.
There you go. Hey, another thing we're going to talk about, we talked about it before, but we want to remind you about how you can really quieten down that garage door. And, you know, that seemed like a very simple thing, and it is a very simple thing with great results. Matter of fact, my garage door, you know, being brand new, after a little while, not only do you have to put the proper lubricant on it, you have to do a little tightening here and there.
Right. Yeah.
That's one of those things. It's inevitable.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. You don't really think of it, especially these days. When you used to open it manually, right? It wasn't that long ago, I guess, but you used to open a door manually. You were part of that process and you saw all the parts. Now you're sitting in your car, you press a button, it goes up. Who knows what's happening? But there are a lot of moving parts, a lot more than you might guess in a regular garage door, no matter whether it's a full size going across two bays or just a single. We have two doors, so we have two openers. But either way, there are a lot of moving parts. And you have to, you know, a little bit of maintenance goes a long way to maintaining a really smooth operating door.
Well, I'm sure by now a lot of you have gotten that first bill from winter heating and you're wondering, how can I drive that bill down? I can't pay this throughout the whole winter. Well, of course, that answer is insulation. So we're going to talk about how you can very easily, very do-it-yourself friendly, add insulation to your attic. But also there's some things you got to be really careful with. Joe, you know, a lot of times people will really get gung-ho and they'll get up and start putting insulation in, but they cover some things they shouldn't cover.
Right.
And maybe even affect that ventilation a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want to cover any vents, and it's really easy to do because most modern homes have soffit vents running under the eave of the house. The eave is the overhanging part of the lowest part of the roof that overhangs the side walls of the house. If you look up, you'll probably see either round holes with little vents in them, or more often than not, it's a strip vent, meaning it runs the entire length. But either way, air has to pass up through there. And it's very easy to accidentally stuff so much insulation in your attic that you block that. And if that air is not flowing up to either go out a ridge vent or gable end vent, then you're defeating the purpose and you can run into problems. So, yeah, be careful. We always stress the importance of putting insulation in your attic, but you have to be careful. You can't just pack it in so tightly that you affect the ventilation.
And something I've heard of, but I never have tried, that I think would be so much fun, is taking the leaf blower outside and blowing up into the soffit vents. And, you know, especially when you have one of your buddies up there say, hey, man, just watch and see if you see anything. And suddenly they come out insulation all over. But that's some good fun right there. Now.
Yeah, especially if it's blown in insulation. Cause
that's
you have
what I mean.
Piece,
Okay, don't do that. I'm kidding. That's not a good thing to do. That's mean. But hey, what about a simple solution coming up this hour, Joe?
Okay, well, there are whole house humidifiers that a lot of homes have, and this is the time of year they might be working overtime. But how do you keep them clean to make sure the filter's operating properly? Well, I've got a quick, simple solution coming up to show you how to do that using products you probably have in your house right now.
And that's another one of those examples where someone is saying right now, they have a filter? Think about how many components in your home that have filters that you might not know about. We might even have to touch on that a little bit. Well, you're probably like, I'm like a lot of people these days. I'm sitting around, you know, half set around a little bit during the holidays, kind of getting ready for the new year. And inevitably, your mind starts thinking about all kinds of projects. Now, Joe, you don't believe in resolutions, but I know you're a planner and probably have a couple projects that you've got ready to move forward on this year. Name a couple of them.
Well, I do believe in resolutions, just not for me. In fact, I've got a list. Sharon and I talked, and we have a list for you that I'll email to you later.
Wow, intervention right around the corner.
Yeah, you're going to have to take the rest of the week off. That's just a little hint. projects coming up. You know, Danny and I always have projects going on, and I'm going to be continuing to install windows. I've been replacing the windows in our home. Our home is 25 years old, I think, and I've been replacing the windows little by little. And this is, I really enjoy doing this. I had no desire to buy, I don't know what I would have, buy 20 windows, whatever it is, I don't know, and have them stacked up in my garage and try to get to them. So I just buy one or two. There's certain times of the year at Home Depot has sales on windows. I buy one or two, and I put them in, and then when I decide I have more time and money, I go out and buy another one. So I'm going to continue to do that as soon as the weather warms up. But I'm also putting down a pine floor, solid pine floor,
really?
Which I've never done before. I put down a lot of wood floors. I wrote a whole book on flooring, including tile and vinyl and everything else. But I've never put down a pine tongue and groove floor. I think they're going to be 1x8. So it's going to be, tongue and groove, square edge. It's in a room. It's a converted attic space. That's just going to be, I'm going to eventually move my radio studio in there and my desk from writing. So it's not going to get a lot of use because, of course, pine floors are relatively soft. But I'm really looking forward to doing that. I'm getting it delivered, acclimate to the space for a week or two, and I'm going to polyurethane oil rub finish. I'm not sure yet. All the boards before I put them down.
Oh, what a great idea.
Right? Because that's just, I put them up on sawhorses. It'd be a nice, easy way to do it. So those are the first two projects coming up right now. Now, as we mentioned, Danny has a brand new home, but I assume you're probably got some projects planned, right?
Well, one project would be unpacking all the boxes. That would be the
That's right.
I mean, you know, when you're moving, and of course, I've lived in the same house previously for 29 years. I had a lot of things up there. And first of all, you move the things you need to, the essential items, in order to live in the house. And I did that. Now we're starting to go to the next level and go, this morning I went out for a bike ride, and it's about 40 degrees or whatever. And I can't find my gloves. I need some gloves really bad. So I'm riding the bicycle with one hand and the other one in my pocket. Then I change it out. But, man, it was cold. I mean, 40's not that cold, but when you're on a bike, you know, and clipping along at around 30 or 40 miles per hour, your hands get a little cold. So.
Well, it was 18 this morning when I went for my walk, so 40 degrees sounds pretty good to me.
Well, a few other things is a fire pit. I've always liked a fire pit, and I have an area right between my house and the river that I'm going to create this really nice fire pit. I think I'm going to just start by clearing the sod out of the way and then establishing that, and then try to figure out exactly the stonework that I'm going to put around it. And then later on, I just got to have a couple, maybe four nice Adirondack chairs. I mean, it just seems like that's what you're supposed to have.
Now, are you going to have to level out a piece of property, though? Because I know your land
just
slopes down.
Yeah.
Not
uh-huh.
too bad. Yeah.
Right. Just a little bit. And, you know, the little retainage that I have there, I'm going to match what I have on the house so that it looks like original there. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to doing that. Certainly getting my workshop in shape. I'm about to purchase a few tools that I'm geared just for that. So I'm going to be doing that as well. And I might even install a deep water well for the irrigation, since right now I'm paying for that water.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, from the city and so forth. So I feel like I could save a little money over the time by doing that. But we've got a lot lined up for you during this hour here on Today's Homeowner. So glad you're with us. Sit back, relax, and get ready for a lot of home improvement tips that you'll be able to use around your house. This is Today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420, 800-946-4420.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner radio show that's heard coast to coast on some fantastic radio stations. And we're certainly looking forward to gaining even more radio stations as we move into this new year. But we want to put the spotlight on one in Lubbock, Texas. It is KJTV AM 950 and 100.7 FM.
And Lubbock is located in the southern panhandle area of North Texas. It's home to Texas Tech University, and it's the largest cotton-growing region in the world. I'm not sure I would have guessed that Texas would have been, especially North Texas, but they're growing more cotton there than anybody else. And Lubbock is also the hometown of 1950s rock and roll singer-songwriter Buddy Holly.
Yeah, that's right.
Who died in a plane crash at just 22 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he was from Lubbock, and as most people know, he was on tour. And they were driving on a bus, a tour bus, which the heater broke down. Mm-hmm. And it was so cold that I think the drummer actually got frostbite. And so Buddy said, forget that. Let's rent a plane and fly. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be the wrong mistake, the wrong mode of transportation. They wound up crashing in a storm, killing Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and radio DJ, singer.
And the Big
DJ,
Bopper.
The Big Bopper, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really very tragic.
Now, another little piece of trivia attached to that, there was not enough seats for everybody on the plane. So they had to pull straws. And one guy lost and had to get on a Greyhound bus to get to the next gig.
Right.
But, of course, it was fortunate for him because he lived. Who was that bass player?
It was Waylon Jennings.
That's correct. There you go. I know I've shared that with you before, but that is always a great one because you start going, well, wait a minute. You know, you start thinking of the time and the age and things like that. But and I don't know if Waylon ever really talked about that. You know, I never really heard any interviews where he talked about it. But
that was one lucky day for him.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, Buddy, the guitarist for the band, Tommy Alsup was his name. There weren't enough seats on the plane, so he and Richie Valens flipped a coin to see who would have to take the bus and who would take the plane. And Richie Valens called heads and won. He said, this is the first time in my life I ever won anything.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's pretty bad. But anyway, great people there in Lubbock, Texas. I've been there once on a speaking engagement, had a great time at the Home and Garden Show there. Certainly met a lot of great people there that are truly into home improvement, just like our audience and just like our caller right now. Author's on the phone from Wisconsin. Author, welcome to the show.
How are you today?
Hey, we're doing great, doing great. Looks like you're exploring adding a little light in your house.
Well, yeah, I've got a closet, a couple of closets, actually. One, a long closet in my living, my bedroom, master bedroom. They put in these standard entry doors that are 30 inches wide. And so it stays pretty dark in there when you're trying to, you know, to find the things that you wish to get into. So we use flashlights right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pantry closet that has the same issue. It's 24 by 24 in the depth of the... So I was thinking about putting in some 24-inch bar lights over the door, in the closet, each room. How do I put this? The pantry closet has one door, of course, and then there's two entry doors like that in my bedroom, and I'm thinking about the two 24-inch door lights over that. I was thinking LEDs to keep down the heat because of the clothing and stuff, and I thought at one time I saw on one of your programs that you did one where when you opened the door, the light came on. I thought, boy, that would really be cool.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, sure. Well, those are certainly available and not that expensive. The one you saw us use on the television show was from Leviton, and you can order those right online very easily. You could just put in Leviton motion sensored lights, and you'll see a variety of those. And now, your house and the space above the closets, is it a single story house that you would have access to that attic?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no.
Okay.
The house is only 13 years old.
Okay, and, good.
So it's there's a lot of, you know, a friend of mine told me one time there's things I'd like to change to it, even though it was brand new or fairly new.
Uh-huh.
And he says, well, that's what it's like. He says, it's like you're a bird, so now you're going to arrange the nest to suit you.
That's right. That's the way every house is. Even a brand new house definitely has that. Well, if you have access to the attic and you can, you know, get power up there, then one of the advantages of having the motion sensored type light is that you don't have to worry about a switch, because a lot of times that can be a challenge in fishing that wire down in the wall, and you can just do the motion sensing light and you're done. And I'll tell you, they provide you a lot of light. You might even find that it works even better if you just go ahead and install it on the ceiling, but just bring it forward toward the door a little bit so that it's you know, providing the light down there. And I think it's a great way to go. And in some situations, there are some pretty good lights that are battery powered that basically just stick to the ceiling or stick to the wall. And because it being LED, those batteries will last a good long time. But that's another way to go. And a lot of the motion sensor lights will be more round in shape versus something like an elongated, even though there are LEDs that, you know, are 2 foot long like that. But you'll be able to see, and they're very easy to install. And Joe, you know, another great place for something like that is the attic space, you know, going up
right
into the
yep
attic. You know, I've seen a lot of people doing that for attic storage.
Yeah, Arthur, I think the motion sensor is the way to go. They still make a light switch that was very popular with closets that are called hardwired in-jam light switch. You may have seen them where the switch actually gets put on the side jam on the hinge side of the door, and there's a little button that pops out, and when you close the door, it presses the button in and turns off the light. When you open the door, it automatically pops out.
Like your refrigerator.
Like your refrigerator,
uh-huh, exactly.
The company is, there's a company called Morris Products that makes one. It's about $19. But that does require hard wiring and then getting a separate light fixture. And LEDs is probably all you're going to find anyway. Incandescents are getting harder to find. But I think a battery-powered motion sensor, LED, there are ones that are 16 inches long, and they have a rechargeable battery, so you don't have to keep replacing AA's. And they're about $25, 16 inches long. You just stick them up, and that's it. That would probably be fine for the pantry. You might need a couple of them for the closet, for the bedroom closet. But
and who makes those?
I'm not sure. I think there are a few different companies that make them. If you Google battery-powered motion sensor LED lights, and these are strip lights, they're 16 inches long,
yep,
so they put out a lot of light.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I actually have a rechargeable It's a flashlight that my family got for me, but it's got for working on cars and stuff. And it's actually hanging in the closet,
right.
So,
yep.
So we just turn that on, you know. And, you know, it's I don't know, 12 inches long, I suppose, but it puts off an awful lot of light.
They should have gotten you one of those miner's helmets for Christmas.
You need a headlamp, Arthur.
I have one of those, actually, believe it or not.
Just wear it all the time. Wear it all day long. That way when you walk in, you just flip it on. You'll be surprised.
Where's Arthur? There he is.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
That's convenient.
I have a hunting cap like that. There's lights on the brim.
There you go. There you go.
Hunting, and so I could do the same thing with that as well.
That's right. Hunting things in the pantry. That's a gathering food for your family. That is great. So.
Well, you're outside gathering, and you might as well. You know, it's the same thing. So.
Exactly. Well, Arthur, we certainly appreciate you being a part of the show today, and I hope we've been able to give you something that you can use. If we can help you in the future, you know where to find us.
All right. Thank you very much, Danny.
Okay. All right. Our pleasure. All right. Take care. Hinge switches is when you're doing new construction, you really should consider that
right. In
closets. Every one of my closets in my new house has the hinge switch and also the pantry. Because, you know, any place that you're bringing clothes in or you're, you know, bringing food in or whatever, it's so convenient. Just, you know, a door like that that you know. And the laundry room, you know, instead of leaving the laundry room open all the time, you know, then we always leave it closed so the light goes off. So that works out really, really well. Hey, real quick, I wanted to mention we got an email from someone telling us about a trivia question or a trivia thing we did last week about Decatur, Illinois, that we failed to mention that was the original home of the Chicago Bears.
That's right. I think they're called the Staleys.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So we appreciate everybody giving us that feedback like that and love to share that trivia with you when we're talking about the wonderful stations that we have. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a lot more during this hour that we're going to share with you. We got a simple solution coming up. We also have a great brand new ladder from Werner you might be interested in. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the show where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, where doers get more done. Most homeowners don't have a space to store three or four different ladders, so it's important to choose one that does several jobs. It's also important to choose one that's very easy to use. That's why Werner has introduced their new 22-foot, 5-in-1 multi-position ladder. It's the lightest multi-position ladder with a 375-pound rating, which is almost 10% lighter than the previous version. Now, it also includes 32 adjustable positions, which will allow you to do more jobs quickly and safely without the need of any additional purchases for any of the five positions this ladder offers. Those positions are like the extension ladder or double-sided twin step ladder, stairway ladder, wall ladder, and two self-supporting scaffolding braces. And with this weight rating, it's useful for one or two persons that are occupying the ladder and maybe, you know, holding something up and working together. So for more information on this Werner 22-foot 5-in-1 multi-position ladder, log on to homedepot.com. You know, and that's, you know, of course, the multi-purpose ladders have been around a long, long time. And the talking about this one being lighter is darn important, because some of those ladders, I mean, it's you know, it's a two-person job because you're gonna need two people to carry the ladder, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I guess that's the struggle for manufacturers, right? You have to have it light enough to carry but strong enough to hold people on it. And I'm sure when it's rated for, like, if it's rated for 375 pounds, they probably test it at 975 pounds.
Right,
you know,
right.
You can't fail at 376, because what if the guy just had breakfast and then, you know, that's not going to work. So, I mean, that's a struggle of every ladder, but it's better to be a little heavy and extra safe in this ladder. And how often do you ever see a ladder says you can climb up both sides? That's
right.
A big
that
no-no
is a big advantage there,
because I've been doing that for years. I didn't realize that. Why are the rungs round on one side and, you're not supposed to be walking on that side of the ladder, right?
You know, a good idea for something like this, and I'm sure they have something out there like this, is what about two small wheels that would just, that you could just click downward Right. And then one person could grab it, and you're basically, you know, just like anything else that you have on wheels, it's so much easier to drag along there. Maybe the wheel's big enough, you know, to where you could drag it across the yard, that kind of thing, and then the wheels just clip right up. It yeah. would be good to clip the wheels up before you climbed up on the ladder. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they do make an aftermarket product like that. I think I've seen that where you can clip the little wheels on one end so you can roll it around like a dolly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess if they keep making these ladders lighter and lighter, it won't be an issue. But right. I have a large extension ladder, an old one that, you know, it takes like two guys and a donkey to put this thing up on against the house.
Funny that you mentioned donkey.
Why, you got one for Christmas?
No, it's just one right around the corner from me. I swear. And those, you know,
there's a sentence you don't hear a lot. Hey, there's a donkey right around the corner.
I know. You know, on my bicycle ride this morning, you know, I'm riding along there, and I see this, you know, I see these horses, and I see a young colt, and then there's this donkey. And donkeys always look you right in the eye, and they don't look happy. You know, they're looking at you like, what are you looking at? And so I don't know. I kind of laughed at the donkey, and he didn't like that. Plus, it was kind of cold out there, and I noticed one horse.
You didn't have your gloves.
No, I know it. And one horse was standing all by itself, and then all the others were standing all together. And then I noticed the one standing by itself had a jacket on, had a coat,
right,
a horse coat on.
Right, yeah.
And the others did not. So I'm sure there was some animosity going on in there.
Right. Like, why'd he get a coat?
I read a lot into that little drive, a quick drive by that farmer.
Well, we have a lot of horse property around in here in Roxbury, Connecticut, and you often see donkeys with the horses, and I think it's some kind of calming influence or something. Or the horses like having donkeys around. Danny doesn't, but the horses like it. So whether they're dressed or not, you never see a donkey with a coat. Only the horses.
I had heard, and I don't know anything about this. I wanted to Google this and look it up, though. I had heard that they will attack anything that's a predator, potential predator, like a
coyote or something?
A coyote or anything like that, or where they have, you know, cats of any kind, you know, the big bobcats or whatever, that they will attack, and the donkey will actually can kill them with their hoofs.
Yeah, so it's donkey security.
Donkey security.
Like bodyguards for the horses. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, they're pretty ornery. They could be ornery.
I've got to Google that, but he sure didn't look happy out there. Anyway. Hey, we want to hear from you anytime. Pick up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to call us anytime with any question, comment, tip that may have worked well for you in the past. Let us know. Also, we love to get emails at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's exactly what Jim did in Virginia. And Jim had a question here. I want to paint the exterior of my workshop, but I hear a lot of different opinions about what temperature is too low to apply paint. Your thoughts. And this is one we've gotten quite a bit, Joe, but it's really important because, you know, different areas of the country, of course, right now are experiencing different temperatures. But as a general rule, what would you say if you're painting the exterior, like Jim's doing here, trying to paint the exterior of his workshop, what would you say would be that threshold? And then that threshold of low temperature. But then there's also an important thing about maintaining that temperature. What's your thoughts
on that? That's right. Yeah, and you're right. We get this question usually this time of year, every year, right, as the weather starts to turn cold. A general rule of thumb, Jim, is that latex paint, and I assume you're using latex, is best applied between 50 and 85%. Now, you should read the label on the can because some manufacturers formulate it a little differently, but typically 50 to 85. But what Danny was referring to is if you're painting and it's 50 degrees, you're like, oh, that's fine, or it's 52 degrees, so I'm safe to paint. Well, it's got to remain 50 degrees for, depending on the paint, like at least 4 or 5 hours, because if you paint in 50 degrees and an hour later it's 45 degrees, then what, you know? So check the label. Typically it's 50 to 85 degrees. For anyone who's still using oil-based paint, you have a little broader window. It's usually 40 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's because, obviously, it doesn't contain water. It contains oil, and oil isn't going to react as negatively as water will. You know, the oils will flow better in the colder weather.
Yeah, very important. It's like we always talk about. If you're going to work hard on a project, if you're going to spend the money on those materials and buy good quality materials, you don't want something like temperature or high humidity or any other factor to affect the success of that particular project. That's why you want to kind of check a little bit, do a little bit of homework, a little bit of planning to make sure you're doing it at the right time. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about that garage door issue where so many people are realizing they probably haven't done any maintenance maintenance on the garage door in years and years. It's amazing what about 5 minutes with the proper lubrication can do to quieten that down. And when it's easier, when it works easier, it's going to last a lot longer. All a win-win. We're going to share that with you and a lot more when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Update old dull tiles in kitchen backsplashes or bathroom showers with the Spreadstone Wall Tile Kit from Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on a premium stone or porcelain finish that's waterproof and durable. Plus, it resists mold, mildew, and cleaning chemicals. The kit has everything you need, and right now, it's under $100 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com to order your Spreadstone Wall Tile Kit today. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Say no to cold, drafty windows this winter with a Duck brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kit. The kit helps block drafts with puncture-resistant rolled film that's 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. The easy-to-use roll of film means there's no measuring needed. Once it's in place, just cut it to size. And the crystal-clear film means you don't have to sacrifice your view for comfort. Say no to the cold and visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And welcome back to the show. So glad you're with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio show. Happy New Year to you. Hope you've had a great holiday season and ready for a much better year than we had in 2020.
Couldn't be worse, could it?
Boy, we're all looking forward to some good optimistic type of things there. And, you know, one of the projects that we mention a lot of times that's very, very simple is to go around the house, and this is a good time to do that, in anything that moves, go ahead and apply the proper type of lubricant on it. Your hinges, your outdoor fences, anything that you have. And one area of the house that gets neglected a lot is the garage door. What a difference it can make. Right now, Andy is on with us from Mississippi. You have a question about that very thing. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are y'all?
We're great. Thank you.
Great. Glad to have you on board. Hope your holidays were very, very good.
Yes, thank you. They were.
Okay, so tell us about your question on the garage door.
I have a very noisy garage door, and I know I need to do something to grease it up, lubricate all the working parts of it, but I'm not sure where to apply the actual grease product.
Okay. All right. Well, number one, what you want to use is white lithium grease. That's the most important, and it's available in spray cans, so pretty easy from that standpoint. You may want to kind of put just, you know, you can't help but drip it on the floor a little bit, so you may want to put just some little drop cloths down or something, cardboard or something down where you're going to spray it. And what I like to do is close that garage door and then open and close it and really look closely at the travel, how it travels up the channel, and just to see if it binds in any way. And you also, it's well worth it, doesn't take long, to take a socket set and just tighten up any of those screws that you see, especially those mounting to the wall or to the ceiling, and just double check to make sure things aren't a problem there. But Joe, I know that you recommend do not necessarily concentrate that grease in the tracks itself.
Exactly. Yeah, Andy, that's a mistake a lot of people make, is they spray or oil, you know, some kind of grease, or they put grease in the tracks themselves. And you never want to put any kind of lubrication on the tracks, because the door could possibly slip. And just like any other time you're lubricating anything, you want to lubricate the moving parts. The track doesn't move, right? So you don't. So on a garage door, there are basically three areas you want to apply that grease: to the rollers that roll in the track, right? So at the end of each panel of the door, you'll have rollers. So you want to grease up those. You want to grease up, if you have a torsion spring, do you have a spring that goes horizontally across the top of the door?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at the ends of those, there's a, inside that spring, there's a long steel round bar, and that the ends of those bar, that bar passes through bearings, round bearings. So, which helps it spin, of course. So you want to grease those bearings. You don't have to grease the spring itself, but the bearings on each end of the spring. Then finally, the door hinges, right?
Okay.
So each hinge, you want to grease. And as Danny said, you get the lithium grease, the white lithium grease, in a spray can, a little squirt, let it go up and down. You do that once a year. That's probably all you need to do it. Now, you also have to make sure that any bolts or nuts or screws are tightened, because, you know, this thing's going up and down, you know, movement, you know, will loosen up almost any fastener. So you might want to just, you know, with a nut driver, a screwdriver, a wrench, whatever, just tighten up, you know, just check and make sure everything's tight.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that might be a project I could handle.
Do you have two doors or one?
Just one.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a wide
one, large one.
One.
Right,
yeah.
And you'll really be surprised at how much quieter it is. It really is. And if you do this a couple times a year, it's going to make that whole everything work a lot better and last a lot longer. So that's a win-win all the way.
Yes, I agree. All right, well, thank you all for your help.
You can go around the neighborhood, Andy, and quiet everybody else's door.
That's right. Yeah, you get everybody else quieting down.
That's my good deed for the new year.
Exactly. Right. Andy, thanks so much for being with us, and I do hope you have a great new year.
Y'all too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, that does make a big difference. And like I said, you know, to go to get the different types of lubricant, and you can go to todayshomeowner.com and read all about the proper ones to use for things, because we mentioned several times, and we've had people say, I'm surprised that you mentioned not to use a multi-purpose lubricant like WD-40 in any type of lock. It is not a good thing to put those in locks. You need to use graphite. It's very easy, very inexpensive, but those are some of the things that are very, very important. Hey, real quick, you know, we're talking about people really planning on a lot of projects and everything.
Right.
I just recently saw some statistics here of the top five examples of projects for 2021. I was surprised to see swimming pools and hot tubs on there.
Really?
Because, you know, I mean, there's so many outdoor projects, and people have spent so much time at home, they're starting to think, well, maybe I can have a hot tub or that. And along with that, backyard renovations always have been strong, but now they're just exploding with, again, people being at home wanting to have a little bit nicer area outside the home. And people are driven outside a lot. So even, you know, during the cold time, people are preparing those outdoor living areas. So you see that a lot. Of course, You've been inside a lot, and you're going to be inside a lot over the next month or so. So the interior remodels and enhancements are also in the top five list. And rounding out that, not a surprise either, smart home updates, because that's about as easy as it gets with some of the new components that are available in the smart home category.
Including the deadbolts, right? The we were talking not too long ago about those electronic deadbolts, how easy it is to take the old deadbolt out and switch in a new one, and you don't have to worry about losing your keys because you won't need them.
And just remember, any information you need on any of these projects available and waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com. Hey, coming up, Joe has another great simple solution for us. You don't want to go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this one. We'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
For DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. Titebond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, so glad you're with us and so glad we're able to be with you each and every week to share with you all kinds of home improvement information, practical, realistic, and the most current. That's what we do here at Today's Homeowner. Another way that you can get a lot of this information once a week on our e-newsletter. Just go to todayshomeowner.com and you'll see a pop-up box there that you can join with 135,000 other people that receive our newsletter each and every week. That's todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. Another thing that you'll find throughout the Today's Homeowner website, simple solutions. And Joe has one he's going to share with us right now.
Well, this time of year, Danny, a lot of people who have whole house humidifiers might not realize that the filter needs to be cleaned, you know, certainly at the beginning of the heating season, and sometimes depending on where you live in the country, maybe once or twice again during the heating season. But here's an easy way to clean it. And by the way, these are furnace mounted. We're talking about furnace mounted humidifiers that humidify the air for the entire house. And they can easily become clogged with lime and hard water deposits. And of course, that will prevent the moisture from passing, from escaping, and that's ineffective. So what you want to do is take the filter out and soak it in a mixture of white vinegar and lemon juice for about 30 minutes. And it's probably, you know, depending on the size of the filter, you might need a whole gallon of white vinegar. And then I usually just buy the jug of reconstitute lemon juice and put in a cup or so of that. But anyway, just let it soak for 30 minutes or so. The lemon juice and the vinegar will help dissolve any hard water deposits or lime. Now, if in extreme cases, you might need to, if that doesn't work, you might need to go to a product like Lime Away or CLR. These are products you can buy at any hardware store or home center. and soak them in that. And if that doesn't work either, then you have to replace the filter. But 9 out of 10 times you won't have to. So here's a good way to clean that filter and keep it clean. And by the way, if you can clean it just with the lemon juice and the white vinegar, and you do that regularly, then this furnace filter will last virtually forever. The problem is, like anything else, if it gets dirty and stays dirty long enough, then cleaning it becomes much more difficult, and you may have to replace it.
And that's just like it is with any filter. There's a lot of filters around your house. Another thing, on our website at todayshomeowner.com, go there and click on cleaning filters, and we have a full list of all of the filters you have around your home. They're very easy to clean, but very important that you're not overworking things like your dishwasher or your range hood or a lot of these other things. And Joe, I was thinking about how many times we recommend items such as baking soda, vinegar, things like that.
Yep.
And I don't know if you have the problem or not, where your wife goes in the pantry and everything, she goes, "Have you seen the white vinegar?" No, ma'am. I'll be right back. And you run down and get it out of your shop and bring it.
So, I don't have that problem because I have every other problem. So that's yeah. not. I buy the, and it's amazing, the white vinegar. I saw it, I think, at Walmart. It was like $2.67 for a whole gallon.
Yeah, I know it.
I usually keep a couple of gallons in the basement and then dispense it into spray bottles around the house for cleaning. It works great. Mix it with a little alcohol.
I think we should be spokespersons for the White Vinegar Institute of America.
Okay.
We need to do some Googling to see if that actually
Let's
exists.
Let's do that.
Great ambassadors. Hey, that'll pretty much wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that does not carry our second hour, don't worry about it. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio, and you can hear what's happening on the second hour. And remember the Today's Homeowner podcast. Thousands of people are downloading it each and every week, wherever you get your podcast, or you can go to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.